The following is a guided yoga meditation. This meditation combines some simple body movements with a deep, relaxed awareness, and is a practice in accepting our bodies exactly as they are in this present moment, and working with that. Remember, by doing this meditation regularly, you are nourishing and strengthening your body and participating in a process of optimizing your own well-being and health. During this meditation, follow along as best as you can, only doing what is possible and good for you, and refraining from anything that doesn't seem appropriate or wise to you. Let your own sensitivity to your own body override my instructions. In the process of developing a deeper awareness and sensitivity to our own selves, we are basically working with our limits, finding ways to meet our limits, learning to be gentle with our limits, exploring them without pushing or without trying to get through them, exploring gently with full acceptance of where we are right now. One way to think of it is finding these limits and boundaries and then softening around them, backing off if that's what it takes to find that softness. By doing this work every day with care and awareness, you may soon notice that your limits are changing, dissolving by themselves. The best effort involves patience, acceptance, and consistency, and the best results are achieved by not trying to do anything at all, not even relaxation. Being fully aware of exactly how your body is feeling at each given moment. If a stretch is producing a sense of warmth, burning, tingling, pins and needles, pulling, tugging, penetrating, whatever, just feel what it is and really notice what you are feeling. You can even ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What is this feeling in my back, in my leg, wherever? What qualities does it have? Am I reacting or responding to it? If it seems wise to you to stop what you are doing, simply assume a comfortable position and close your eyes. You can visualize or sense yourself doing the posture in as much detail as possible. Remember to allow yourself to breathe fully and deeply and through the nose as much as possible. And now beginning. Lying on your back in what in yoga is called the corpse pose, a living, breathing position of deep surrender and release into the floor. Your arms are loose and relaxed by your sides. Your legs are uncrossed and your feet are falling away from one another. And allow your awareness to come to the fact that you're breathing. Noticing the breath perhaps in your nostrils or through your mouth or the expansion and deflation of your chest walls and lungs. And if it feels comfortable to you, allowing your awareness to come into your belly and let your awareness glide upon that gentle rise and fall of the abdomen, rising with each in-breath and falling with each out-breath. And if you like, perhaps imagining each in-breath bringing in freshness, new vitality, new energy, and each out-breath dissolving away tensions and allowing you to sink deeper into the floor or the mat. And just following your breath, that in-breath and the out-breath. And knowing that throughout this meditation you can always return to your breath as a trustworthy place. So breathing from the belly, the body receiving the breath and softening with each out-breath, and allowing your awareness to scan your whole body maybe beginning with your head, and your face, and your awareness moving down into your neck, and your shoulders, down your arms, down to your fingertips. Awareness moving into your chest and your abdomen, the pelvic region, along down your back, your thighs, knees, calves, ankles, feet, all the way down into your toes, and feeling your body alive with this breath, alive in its entirety. And then, when you feel ready, on an in-breath, bringing your arms up towards the ceiling, and on an out-breath, stretching them long over your head so that your fingertips are pointing back towards the wall behind you and stretching all the way through your fingertips, all the way down to your toes, and feeling that stretch through your whole body and breathing into the stretch. Maybe moving your feet, one foot stretching longer than the other, and your hands over your head in the same reaching. And taking a nice breath in, letting your body be long. And then on an in-breath, bringing your arms up. And then on an out-breath, slowly bringing your arms down. Not just flapping them down, but feeling your arms move through the space, feeling the air move around them. And then the floor, accepting their weight slowly again, and resting back into corpse pose, and breathing again. Breathing and feeling yourself awake and aware in this moment now. Then on an in-breath, bringing your knees up so that your knees are pointing towards the ceiling and your feet are flat on the floor. And we're going to do something called pelvic rocks. Your feet are about hips width apart, up close towards your buttocks. And you might notice a small space, a small arch in your back, right where a belt might be, behind your back, between your back and the floor. And if you want, you can put your hands back there to feel that space. And taking a deep breath in, on an out breath, you're going to press down on that space, right down on your hand, so that your pelvic bones rock up, your tailbone actually rocks up a little bit. And then on an in breath, your pelvic bone rocks back, and the space between your back releases. So on an out-breath, pressing down, and an in-breath, releasing. Experiment with following your own breath in and out with your rocking, and gently rocking back and forth, following your breath. Your out-breath, your back presses down into the floor. As your body draws the air into your body, your back rocks up. And if you want, you can even do the rocks gently but faster, not with your breath. Experimenting around with what feels good, knowing that this is a wonderful back strengthening exercise. And then drawing both knees in towards your chest. And you can hold on to your knees with your hands, either right above the knees, or if you have any knee problems, bringing your hands right under your knees so that you're not putting pressure on your knees themselves. And gently hugging your knees into your chest. And if you want, you can roll side by side, massaging the back as you do that. Really exploring this position now, exploring the area around your hips. Maybe finding where that limit of that stretch is and softening around it, breathing into it. And exploring what it feels like when you bring a little bit of movement around to your hips. And then if you like, you can bring your head up towards your knees and rocking side to side, or just being still with it and breathing. And if you've lifted your head, if that feels good for you, feeling the weight of your head, noticing your face, your neck, noticing your hips in this position, and breathing into it. And then when it's right for you, letting your head come back down, noticing your face in this position, and then letting your arms let go of your knees, and your knees stretching back long along the floor, and breathing, and finding your breath, and allowing yourself to let go again into the corpse pose. Being aware of your body, breathing this breath in and letting go of this breath out. And then, on an in-breath, bringing your knees back up towards the ceiling with your feet flat on the floor. And this time, bringing just your right knee up towards your chest and holding on to your right knee with your hands, either above your knee or under it, whichever is best for you. And if you like, letting your left leg stretch long, if that feels good for you. And then exploring the stretch here as you draw gently your right knee up towards your right shoulder. You can bring a little bit of movement around it. Finding where that edge is and not letting it be a hard edge, but making it soft. And if that means backing off around it, doing that, really honoring and listening to your body. Breathing right into where that limit is and exploring it as best for you. If you want, you can move your foot around and feeling, really being alive to the sensation, the physical sensation in your body of your foot in this moment, your leg, your knee. What is your face doing? Your shoulders. And breathing. And then if you want, bringing your head up towards your right knee. And again, feeling your face here. And the weight of your head and your neck. And breathing. And then letting your head come back down. Letting your arms go back to your side. And it's your right leg. Your foot comes back to the floor. And then slowly slides along the floor. And releasing back. And breathing again. Now maybe even notice just what that one gentle stretch made a difference in your two legs. Feeling into your two legs and noticing what's present for you right now. What sensations are you noticing? Then on an in-breath, bringing both feet, knees back up towards the ceiling, your feet flat on the floor, and then bringing your left knee towards your chest, holding onto it with your hands, and if it's right for you, letting your right leg stretch long along the floor. And this time exploring the stretch around your left leg. Feeling into the hip. Exploring breathing right into the place where you feel the most, the stretch the most. And mentally exploring in your bodily sensations a sense of softening, dissolving right there, breathing into it and letting go with each out-breath. Moving your foot around if that feels good to you. And exploring what that sensation feels like all the way from your toes, the bottom of your foot, in your leg, your calf. Moving your knee around, exploring the area of movement around the hip in that way. And bringing your head up towards your knee, if that feels good to you. And breathing, feeling your body receiving the breath and letting it go. And feeling that place of stretch that's softening. And then letting your head come back down. Releasing your arms free to your side, your foot comes back to the floor and slides back down as your left leg stretches long along the floor. And breathing. Being curious about the sensations in your body now. If you like, you can bring your arms up on an in-breath and letting them come down over your head and stretching long one more time. Letting your body be long in this moment and feeling that stretch through your body. Bringing your arms back up and letting them rest back down and sinking back into the floor and finding your breath and allowing your awareness to be with your body in its entirety, noticing any tingling or whatever sensations are there now. And now we're going to move into a table pose to do something called cow and cat. But before you move, forming the intention to move and being really mindful as to how you bring your body from one position to another. And if you like, starting by bringing your knees back up to the ceiling, your feet flat on the floor, and then rolling over onto one side or the other, letting your knees come to the floor, your hips roll over, and then from that place, simply rolling right on up into a table pose. So that your hands are resting on the floor, your knees are on the floor, so your weight's really on your hands and knees. And if you have wrist problems, if this is hard on your wrist like this, you can always come up on your fingers and knuckles so that your wrists are straight. And if not, just going into whatever table pose is right for you. Your back is nice and straight. And then moving into the cow and cat to begin taking a breath in. And then as you let the breath out, arching your back. Letting your back reach up towards the ceiling. You're drawing your belly in. And then letting the breath come back into your body. Dropping your belly and your head comes up as you draw the breath in into the cow pose. So letting the breath out. Arching like an alarmed cat. Your head drops down. Your chin to your chest. Then draw the breath in with your body movement as your head comes up, your belly drops down. And moving with your own breath between the cow and the cat. Breathing in the cow and breathing out with the cat. You can almost imagine your body as an accordion pulling the breath in and letting it out as you move back and forth between each position. And then coming back to rest at the table pose. Now what you're going to do is find a spot. If you have neck problems, keeping your neck nice and aligned with the rest of your back, and so picking a spot on the floor right in front of you, or if you can look 3 or 4 feet in front of you. So finding a spot, and then lifting your right leg up and pointing it straight back to the wall behind you. So your toes are pointing long, straight behind you. And now mentally bringing your weight onto your right hand and your left knee. And once you feel that balance weight between your right hand and your left knee, you're going to raise your left arm so that you're pointing to the wall in front of you. And stretching long all the way from the fingertips on your left hand down to the toes on your right foot. And breathing. And feeling that stretch and the balance, the center point in your body balancing you well right here. And then your hand coming down when it's time for you. And your leg coming down. And then moving back into a few more cow and cat. Arching in the alarmed cat on the out-breath, letting your belly drop, your head comes up on the in-breath in the cow. And then coming back to stillness in the table. And this time, you can lift your left leg so that your toes on your left foot point to the wall behind you, stretching long. Mentally bringing your weight to your left arm and your right knee. When you feel that balance between your left arm and your right knee, lifting your right arm so that it points to the wall in front of you. And feeling that stretch and breathing all the way from your right fingertips down to your left toes, stretching long and breathing. And then when it's right for you, bringing your right hand down and your knee down. Moving back into a couple more cow and cat at your own pace with your own breath. Really sensing what your body wants and the way it might want to move between these cow and cats for you. Listening deeply to that. And then letting yourself simply sit back on your heels. Your weight, your buttocks resting against your heels, and your head comes forward down to the floor. Your forehead resting on the floor or on your hands or your forearms, wherever is right for you, and coming into a position of release called the child's pose, and letting yourself go and sink into the floor and breathing in this position. And noticing your body here. Noticing the sensations in your body here. Breathing right into any places that might feel good with that. Or that the breath might help. And softening, letting go on the out-breath. And then before you move, forming the intention in your mind that you're going to bring yourself back down on the floor in the corpse pose. And then not just flopping over, but really being mindful of how you move your body up out of the child's pose. And you bring yourself back along the floor, watching yourself, mindful of the sensations in your body as you come back to rest on the floor in corpse pose. And breathing. And noticing your body now. Focusing the awareness of this present moment as you're lying here. And then when you feel ready, on an in-breath, drawing your knees back up, both of them back, pointing towards the ceiling, your feet on the floor, and then drawing both knees in towards your chest, hugging them into the chest with your arms and gently rocking side to side again. Finding a gentle movement around the hip joints, around this stretch, and then letting your knees, your feet come back to the floor, your knees still pointing towards the ceiling, moving back into pelvic rocks. Taking a breath in, and on the out-breath, pressing your back down. In-breath, your back lifts and your pelvic area rocks down. So back and forth with your breath. Doing a few pelvic rocks. And then letting your legs stretch long along the floor, back into corpse pose. And finding your breath. And feeling your body in its entirety in this moment, alive in this moment. And then on an in-breath, drawing your knees back up towards the ceiling one more time. Your feet are on the floor, bringing them as close to your buttocks as you can draw them. What we're going to do now is move into something called the half bridge pose. And in this pose, it's important to honor your own body, honor the wisdom of your body, and really listen to what your body is telling you. And so with your arms resting loosely by your side, your feet flat on the floor about hips width apart, your knees pointing to the ceiling, you're going to take a breath in, and then on an out breath, you're going to rock the lower part of your back down into the floor, press it into the floor just like you're doing a pelvic rock, but from that pressing in the floor, your hips just lift right up off the floor and you move into an arch, a bridge pose with your hips and your buttocks moving up towards the ceiling. Your arms are loose along your sides and your shoulders. Your upper body is resting on your shoulders. Your neck is long and relaxed and your head is flat on the floor, and you're breathing into this pose,
And it's normal to feel some burning in your thighs and some shaking. Just breathing in it, listening to your body, coming down when it's right for you. Really taking this opportunity to be aware of your body's wisdom and honoring that. And if it's telling you to come down, slowly come on down. And if it's not, maybe coming up just a little bit higher and listening to what is right for you, noticing your cheek, your cheeks and your face and your arms and breathing. And then making sure you have enough energy to come down slowly, slowly stretching it down one vertebrae at a time. Laying down one vertebrae and then stretching long along your back between the next. Almost like you're laying out a chain with each link stretching long one at a time. Slowly coming down until your buttocks finally reach the floor. And then letting your legs stretch long along the floor. And finding your breath and breathing here now. Noticing your body
in this moment.
Noticing how you are feeling right now. Noticing any thoughts, emotions, any body sensations, and letting them move through the mind while returning to the breath. And focusing on the awareness of this present moment as you're lying here. Aware of nourishing yourself in this way, of contributing to strengthening your body, of freeing yourself from tensions, developing a sense of your own capacity to direct your life and to improve the quality of your health and well-being. Following your breath with a sense of your wholeness in this moment. And then when you feel ready, drawing your knees back up towards the ceiling, your feet flat on the floor. And from this position, you're going to lift your right leg straight up so that your foot is directed towards the ceiling, almost as if you were lifting the ceiling upward with the bottom of your foot, your toes pointing to the wall behind your head. And finding your stretch here, where's your working with where your limit is, your edge is here, making it a soft place. And if you want, you can let your left leg stretch long along the floor. And breathing, noticing your face and your shoulders and your neck, your arms. And if you like, you can reach your hands up behind your right knee. And gently pulling your right leg down towards your chest. Just as feels right for you. And then lifting your head up towards your knee if that is appropriate for you. And breathing. And finding where the place of the stretch is and breathing into it. And maybe feeling a softening with each out-breath, with each breath you let go. Then letting your head drop back towards the floor, letting your arms go, and slowly bringing your leg back down towards the floor. Really being mindful of moving it through space just a little at a time, sensing your clothing moving against your leg, the air moving. And when you get close to the floor, don't just let it go, your leg go, but really finding that release point where the floor naturally takes over the weight of your leg and you let go, and then noticing the waves of release in your leg and breathing with that. And just being aware of the sensations in your leg and your body now. And then when you feel ready, drawing both knees back up towards the ceiling again, your feet flat on the floor. And this time you're going to straighten your left leg out and draw it up towards the ceiling. At whatever place it comes up, letting that be just fine. No need to stretch or push too far. Finding your limit and letting that be a soft place. A place you can breathe into. And noticing here the sensations in the back of your left leg. If you want, you can let your right leg stretch long along the floor. And if you want, you can place your hands behind your left knee very gently, increasing that stretch, or maybe just resting in that stretch. And if you like, bringing your head up towards your left knee and breathing, really feeling the breath in this moment, and then letting your head come back down, your arms go loose back to your side, and slowly letting your left leg move down towards the floor, really being aware of the weight of gravity, the force of gravity, and really being mindful to that place where when your leg finally touches the floor, that moment, that place where the floor accepts the weight of your leg and you let go, and experiencing the waves of release here. And breathing. Feeling yourself fully awake, aware, in this moment now. Now we're going to roll onto our sides, but before we move, really forming the intention to move, and then being mindful of how you move your body so that you're rolling over onto your right side, resting on your right hip, your right elbow is against the floor, and your hand is supporting your head. So that your legs, your left leg is resting on top of your right leg and your left hand is resting on the floor in front of you. And then from this position, taking an in-breath and drawing your left leg up to whatever place is right for you. Maybe moving your left foot through the air and really feeling this stretch here. Breathing into your left leg. Not pushing anything, but being gentle and soft with your own body and recognizing this is a time to develop a sense of your own body's wisdom. And then when it's right for you, letting your left leg slowly come back down to rest. And if you want, you can raise your left leg one more time. Breathing into it and slowly letting it go. Letting your left leg come back to rest again on your right leg. Breathing and then forming the intention to roll back onto your back and moving onto your left side. So that you're now on your left hip and your head is supported by your left hand. Your right hand's resting in front of you. And from this place, you can lift your right leg now, breathing in and lifting your right leg up. If you like, moving your foot around and feeling the sensations in your body as you do that. Breathing into any areas that are tight or tense. Exploring softening around those places. Then letting your left leg, your right leg come back down slowly until it rests again upon your left leg. Breathing, if you want, on an in-breath, lifting your right leg one more time. And then slowly bringing it back down. And when it's resting again on the left leg, bringing yourself back flat on your back in the corpse pose one more time. And breathing, letting go, sinking into the floor. And then if you like, bringing your knees up towards the ceiling, your feet flat on the floor, and bringing your arms straight out perpendicular to your body. And with your feet together, your knees together, you're going to roll your hips onto your left side, while your shoulders are going to need to stay flat on the floor. So only rolling as far as is right for you, so that your shoulders are staying grounded. And so slowly rolling towards the left with your hips and your legs, while your shoulders stay grounded. And then you can turn your head towards the right to increase a spinal twist, a very gentle twist along your spine, with both of your knees pointing towards the left and your shoulders on the floor and your head pointing towards the right, and breathing. Drawing new breath in and letting go with each out-breath. Then on an in-breath, drawing your knees back up towards the center, your head towards the center. Now you're going to very gently let your legs roll over to the right, down towards the floor. And your head turns to the left this time for another gentle spinal twist. And breathing. And almost even resting in this pose. Letting it be a soft place. And on an in-breath, bringing your knees back up towards the ceiling, your feet on the floor, and then very gently hugging your knees in towards your chest, both knees, and gently rocking side to side, massaging that place of your low back. If you want, bringing your head up towards your knees one last time and letting your head come back, your arms go to your sides, and your legs stretch long along the floor and sinking back into corpse pose. Fully aware of each breath as it moves into the body and out from the body. Allowing yourself to be totally present right now. To fully experience what it means to be in the body in this moment. Everything completely let go. If your eyes are open, allowing them to close, and beginning to move your attention through your body. Noticing your toes, your feet, your ankles, your lower legs, your knees, your awareness moving into your thighs, your pelvic area, along your back, your abdomen, your belly, your chest, moving into your shoulders, down your arms all the way to the fingertips. And slowly rising up through your hands, your wrists, forearms, elbows, upper arms, back through the shoulders and up to your neck, and your face, and your head. Everything completely let go. Aware of the effect of just having done this yoga routine. Aware of sensations. Aware of the breath as it moves into and throughout the body, bringing freshness, openness, and spaciousness. And as it moves out of the body, taking with it tensions, congestions, toxins, letting go of faults, even memories of what we have just asked the body to do. Feeling the breath moving in and moving out of the body. And in this state of relaxed awareness and stillness, being aware of things as they are, experiencing your body in its entirety, and experiencing sensations in your body as pure sensation.
And as this CD comes to an end,
congratulating yourself for having taken the time to nourish yourself in this very special way, becoming more aware of your body, strengthening and increasing your flexibility of your body and your mind, of becoming more flexible in your relationship to life itself, and developing a deeper appreciation for the depth and fullness of each moment. Be aware of allowing yourself to take the time each day to nourish your body and mind in this way, finding your own center and your own balance.